AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A somber day coming up Sunday in Oklahoma City. 20 years ago, a truck bomb ripped the heart out of America's heartland. Timothy McVeigh, who was later executed, and his accomplice Terry Nichols, who is now serving life without parole, killed 168 men, women, and children with a fertilizer bomb at a federal building. Janie Coverdale, who lost two grandsons, ages 2 and 5, says her healing process began when Nichols responded to a letter she wrote to him.
He said, "For all the pain and suffering I've caused you and your family, please forgive me." And then I was on my road to recovery because I knew I had to forgive him.
Bud Welch, who lost his daughter, says forgiveness is the most important part of the healing process.
"That does not mean that I have forgotten Julie. I have not. I have not gotten over the loss of her, because a parent never gets over that when they lose a child."
The Oklahoma City bombing came just 2 years after the first attack on the World Trade Center in New York City. A band of strong storms stretching from Texas to Nebraska will weaken as it moves east. But meteorologist Stephen Corfitti at the Storm Prediction Center says another band of storms in the southeast is expected to get stronger overnight.
"During the overnight, we could see somewhat of an uptick of a severe weather threat over parts of the eastern Gulf Coast region, basically from New Orleans, Gulfport area over toward Mobile and Pensacola. We could see some strong storms with flash flooding potentially and isolated tornado or two, not out of the question."
Delaware State University says 3 people have been shot at a school-sanctioned fraternity and sorority cookout. Authorities looking for the shooter. This is AP Radio News. New Hampshire Republicans have heard from just about everybody who is running or thinking about running for the GOP presidential nomination.
Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker was the last of nearly 20 potential candidates to go before several hundred Granite State GOP activists. He stressed how he's turned his state's finances around by shrinking government and said he's proud of the reforms that have been implemented. On foreign policy, Walker said the U.S. has to be proactive in going after the threat posed by radical Islam.
"We're going to bring the fight to them and fight on their soil and not on ours."
Former New Hampshire Governor John Sununu said the field of potential candidates is the deepest, smartest, and most experienced he's ever seen. Jerry Bodlander, Nashua, New Hampshire.
Charlie Hustle's getting closer to the game he loves as he awaits a ruling on his reinstatement request to Major League Baseball. Fox is hiring Pete Rose, the career hits leader, as a special guest analyst. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.